Hey, it's time for our Warrior of the Week segment. And from Vance Air Force Base, we actually have, I believe you're enlisted, right, Danny? I mean, you're a civilian now, right?
Yes, sir. I was prior enlisted.
Yeah. Danny Rucker is in the studio. Danny, what do you do?
I am the medical record manager for the medical clinic at the base.
Very cool. Now, what is a typical day like in the medical records?
We get everybody from the appointments that are coming in to request for copies of records to out processing our pilots and our enlisted personnel. We get a bunch of everything.
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that Vance is a lot like a small city, or I actually like to refer to it as a college campus sometimes. And you've just got this plethora of, some people are incredibly young, like fresh out of high school, so it's a bunch of kids over here. Then you got some of the civilian workforce and the people around that are a little bit older, a little bit more mature. So you're juggling all the time, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And we also have the retirees, so we do have that higher population.
My goodness. So how many people work with you in your office?
I have three contractors, two active duty personnel, and then we have another civilian who is outside of my
duty. So I'm going to rewind the timeline a little bit and ask you how you got to Vance Air Force Base. You got a cool story. you're a military brat, and then you joined the military. So a quick synopsis of every place that you've been in your life.
I was born in Germany when my mom was active duty, and then we moved to Shepherd in Texas, then down to San Antonio. From there, we moved to Vance.
Okay.
From Vance, we moved to England. England, I went to Georgia. Then Georgia, we went back to Texas, down to Laughlin. Mm-hmm. I went back up to Shepherd. I enlisted, and then I got stationed at Mountain Home in Idaho, and then we came back here.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how old were you when you were here at Vance Air Force Base the first time as a kid?
It was roughly for my fourth grade through sixth grade years.
Very cool. Where'd you go to school?
Eisenhower for fourth grade, fifth and sixth grade, I went to Hoover.
Very neat. So I guess welcome back would be the right thing to say, right?
Yes.
So, Danny, do you like Vance Air Force Base? Do you like hanging out in the Enid area? Are you enjoying it?
I love Vance Air Force Base because it is a very small community, and the support that we get from the medical clinic is amazing for with the folks that I have.
Yeah.
They are super supportive.
A lot of, I'm asking this completely out of ignorance because I don't know. A lot of people talk about being in Germany and stationed in Germany. Was there any kind of small town feel there, or is it big city feel?
It depends on where you're at. Mm-hmm. You do get some of that small town feel, and the Germans do really like the Americans now.
Yeah.
And if you try to speak German, then they're more than accommodating to you, and they will try to help you as much as they can.
Gotcha. I found the exact same thing just across the border in Poland about 10 years ago. If you try, you just attempt to try to say something in German or Polish, they're like, oh, you poor American, let's just speak English. Bless your heart type of thing, right?
Yes.
So, Danny, when you're not doing the medical records and stuff, what do you like to do when you're just having fun?
Well, I've got my two kids, and I am a Girl Scout leader for the community, so that is a major part of my free time.
Yeah. When's cookie time? Did we miss that?
Or we did miss it. Cookie time is usually the very end of January to the very end of March.
Gotcha. All right. Well, maybe next year. All right. Danny, I appreciate you, and thanks for your service to your country. Thanks for landing back here at Vance Air Force Base. It's good stuff, a good place to be, huh?
Yes, sir, it is.
Excellent.